Hey friends, what's up? I'm back. Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School. Let's talk about a California mushroom farmer who hosts fungi feasts. That's right, fungi feasts, a mountain of mushrooms. California mushroom cultivator who turns a passion for fungi into a thriving business. That's what we're all about on Side Hustle School. How can you do something that you're into, whether it's mushrooms or whatever else, and find a way to make some money at it, perhaps some real money, maybe just some side money, but in lots of cases, it's real money, potentially life-changing money. And in this case, the guy is supplying gourmet and medicinal mushrooms to the local community. How did they get to that point? How did he make his first $1,000 and beyond? This is part of our first $1,000 segment, so we look at how somebody gets started. But just so you know, it's not only about that first $1,000. It's about building a foundation that can go on to be so much more. So without further ado, let's hear more about this from Leo. Leo is this mushroom farmer. How did he get this idea? How did he make it happen? What did it feel like? What did he learn? At least several of those points. We'll try to touch on as much as possible in a short, action-packed episode. Going to pass the mic to him. I'll come back at the end for a quick wrap-up.
My name is Leo, and I've always been drawn to the more peculiar corners of the natural world, mushrooms being no exception. With a degree in botany and a collection of my ecology books, I've been transforming my passion into cultivation, quite literally in my backyard. My journey began with a small plot of land near Ojai, California. I started with varieties like lion's mane and oyster mushrooms, intrigued by their flavors and health benefits. My approach to cultivation was part science, part art, and part intuition, perhaps more of the latter than most would expect in agriculture. To introduce my mushrooms to the world, I hosted what I affectionately called fungi feasts, right here on my farm. Picture this, a long table amidst a sea of mushroom greenhouses, where local chefs and the curious alike gathered under string lights to sample dishes inspired by my harvest. It wasn't just a dinner, it was an experience. A testament to my belief that mushrooms can bring people together in a delightful way. My first significant sale was to a chef who attended one of these feasts. He was so taken with the depth of flavor in the shiitake mushrooms that he placed an order on the spot for his restaurant. That moment, handing over mushrooms I had nurtured from spore to sprout, felt like a rite of passage. I reached my first $1,000 with pride. Cultivating mushrooms is as unpredictable as it is rewarding. For anyone intrigued by the idea of mushroom cultivation, know that they have a way of teaching patience. Sometimes things go wrong, and I don't entirely know why. Early on, I faced the challenge of climate control within the greenhouses. Mushrooms are fickle, requiring specific conditions to thrive. I experimented with humidity and temperature adjustments, sometimes facing entire batches of loss when conditions weren't quite right. Feedback from chefs and home cooks who've used my mushrooms has been instrumental in shaping my operation. They've reported back on the taste profiles of each variety, which is always interesting. This direct line to the end users of my mushrooms reinforces the impact of my work on the local food scene. Today, my operation remains a testament to the joy of doing something I care about. My name has become synonymous with quality mushrooms in the area, and I can see the path to $10,000 and beyond.
Thank you so much, Leo. Appreciate you telling us about your first $1,000. And as I said, beyond, looking forward to hearing about how the mushroom business scales, if it scales. Not everything has to scale, just to be clear. But I do know that a lot of our listeners want to go from idea to income, potentially replace a day job income. So for those who are trying to do that, you're not alone. We have a global community of people all over the world. That's how it works, you know, global, all over the world. But they're all trying to pursue their ideas, grow those ideas. And I'm just here giving you examples, stories, questions and answers, case studies, and so on. New episodes are out every day. If you've got a question or an update, or if you want to be featured, sidehustleschool.com/questions. New ones coming out tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.